I gave Mike a whole list of great country songs for Father's Day, and he plays this.
It's the Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House.
It's Eric Clapton. Come on.
I'm digging it.
And we're here with Matt Fritzmiller, special guest of the Rosie on the House program this morning to help us talk through the walk of a father. He is director of academic programs at Basis School in Chandler. And Matt, thanks again for joining us on your day off. We work every Saturday, but we know we're imposing on your family time, so thanks for joining us.
Well, like I was telling you, Matt and I have been kind of friends, call screening friends now for a long time. And then when I found this blog, he sent to me, The Renaissance Dad. You can find his postings at renaissancedad.com. I realized there was more depth to it than just the DIY thing, so I thought it'd be fun to talk father.
And this
how
is
you
really
include them.
All about your personal agenda of your hate for media and portrayal of dads in the media, right?
Well, I wasn't going to come out and say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't appreciate the way dads are made to look like, like they're dumb. And you guys play such a vital role. And you taught me how to be a mom. I mean, I didn't know how to spend time with my kids and include them in everything. Rosie was kind of like Tom Sawyer. You know, he'd say, oh, look, I'm whitewashing this fence. It's so much fun. Come do it with me. And, you know, they never caught on to the fact
works,
that it was work.
It,
oh, it absolutely
they never
does,
caught
yeah.
on. So in reading your blogs, I noticed that there was one very similar to Rosie's. You were, first of all, talking about the fact that before kids, what do? You blitz through a project, right? You decide you're going to do the bathroom and your wife comes home and goes, oh, you're my hero. Look at this. It's so different. And you had French doors you did. You had a couple big projects.
Yeah. Before kids, my wife would travel a little more with work. And there was one weekend she was gone 3 days. And the second her car left the driveway, I pulled out the Sawzall and I cut out the wall between the living room and family room. I stained and installed French doors. I drywalled the existing doorway and installed a custom-built desk nook. And when she walked into the house on Sunday night, she walked through the kitchen and looked and said, well, that wasn't like that when I left. And, I my focus was that project, whatever mm-hmm. it was that weekend. And now with kids, the focus is kids and there's no money and there's no time. And so projects kind of just drag along a little bit. But slow and steady wins the race. So maybe that counts for home projects as well.
Well, you're describing doing the bathroom. Did you finish the bathroom or are you still working on it?
I think I'm on step 8 of about 14, so.
Yeah, sounds like our bathroom.
I always ask her, define finish, right? We're using it every day.
Sure. Well, it's functioning.
I can teach you his tagline, too. It's, we're 2 weeks ahead of schedule. That's always his line. We're 2 weeks ahead of schedule.
I put the schedule together.
You know what? I think I'm going to start incorporating that. I like that.
But you talk about doing things out of order, but life goes on and you can't just tell the kids to go away. Mm-hmm. So you have to just keep going. And then you also, you include them. You've taught them how to paint.
Absolutely.
How old are your kids, Matt?
My kids are 9, 6, and 5.
Give them a shout out. What's their name?
Elsa, Annika, and Emery. Good morning. Sorry I couldn't be there for breakfast, but I'll owe you donuts or something on Monday.
There you go.
Ah, that's big E, little E. And Annika.
Yep. And Big A. Yep.
Oh, Big A.
Big A.
Oh,
yep.
She gets Big A. That's awesome. So you've taught them to paint. What can you have kids that age do?
When it happened, my wife was out of town once a year. She has a work trip to Asia, and she's gone for about a week. And, I'm so used to when she's out of the house, we do some big project. And so I figured, well, with kids, how can I do a big project with them? Well, I can either wait until they're asleep and then work until midnight or 1 o'clock, or I can, maybe break some child labor laws and have them work along with me. So, one time we painted one of the kids' rooms, and so, I moved all the furniture off the walls, and they went through and they spackled in all of the nail holes, and I showed them how to use the drywall patch, and then I did the trim work because I don't think they're, a 4-year-old should be trusted with a paintbrush close to carpet. But after I did the trim work, then I would load up the roller and let them roll some paint. And they just had a blast doing it. And for them, it's the experience of helping out with a project and helping in a way when once the project's done, they can look at it and say, wow, I did this with Daddy. And that's, you know, that's always my hope, that I can pull them into any project and include them in what we're doing.
I think a lot of times, too, if you include a kid, eventually they kind of decide they want to go find their own thing. Whereas if you're constantly pushing them away, then they're right underfoot the whole time. When can I be in part of this or whatever? So it actually plays out. The last time I remember you did an overnight project, I took Julia and her youth group. I was a chaperone to Utah. And Rosie just had Carol at home. And I think at the time Carol was like maybe 7. And Rosie decided to paint our bedroom. And we had a litter of puppies too. So he's taking care of these little puppies and Carol, and he decides to paint the bedroom, and he starts at night. And then he gets started, and he decides he's just going to go all the way through the night. And when he wakes up in the morning, it's the wrong color.
Boy, is it.
And it's still that color.
Yeah. I've grown to love it.
It was so much cutting in and so much work.
They've got vigas that go across the bedroom ceiling, and the ceilings are barrel vaulted. And, I mean, there's so much cutting in. I just haven't had the time to retackle that project.
Do you have a funniest moment of letting the kids help you?
You know, anytime a kid is helping you, something is going to happen that is pretty funny. I love doing yard work with them and having them help in the garden. And, you know, a couple years ago, we were putting in a winter lawn. And so I, you know, dethatched and scalped the yard. And, you know, the kids were spreading the seed. And then I pull out the 30 bags of manure. And my oldest daughter, Elsa, I think she was maybe 5 or 6 at the time. She started grabbing with her bare hands handfuls of manure and throwing it up in the air. And, and I said, Elsa, what are you doing? And she said, well, I'm like a fairy. This is like fairy dust, but it's poop. And she just, you know, and I thought, here, she's enjoying the moment. And sometimes I think we as adults, maybe we just need to enjoy moments like that and, you know, maybe not throw handfuls of manure, but just enjoy the experience.
The poop fairy. Well, more stories about that when we get back right here, the Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House with Matt Fritzmiller.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.